This is Bumper to Bumper Radio, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident. With the best automotive information for your vehicle. Bumper to Bumper, helping you and your car feel better. And now your hosts, Matt Allen and Dave Riccio.
Water pumps. I know that water pumps are one of those things that seem like we used to do them all the time. It's not as frequent, but how many water pumps a week do you do in your shop in the middle of July?
Well, that's when we're doing them. If we're going to do them, it's going to be the heat just hits them and kills them. But, you know, you just hit on the subject. We don't do – it's like so many other things in the car. We're not doing them at the same frequency. It used to be a car, you know, in its lifetime is going to have three or four water pumps. Now a lot of them – the only time you're going to replace that water pump is at a timing belt interval, and it's not because it's failed. It's because you don't want it to fail.
Well, timing belt intervals, I mean, it used to be 60,000 miles, and realistically, I still hear people sell them like that. They're like stuck in the old days.
They're not stuck in the old days. They're stuck in the trying to take people for money that they shouldn't be spending.
They shouldn't be spending, but it's really more of a 110,000-mile thing, and that's when we're seeing the water pumps. You know, that's when we went to address them, because we know if we take – and there's two types of water pumps. There's a kind of water pump – I guess I should step back a bit. A water pump, what that does – is that circulates water throughout your engine. And I say water, but what I mean is coolant or antifreeze. That's what cools the engine. So the water pump has an impeller on it, so it's driving the water, and then it's driven by one of two things, either a drive belt, so something that turns the alternator and the AC compressor, and then the water pump, or driven by timing belt. So those are going to be kind of your two types. The type that are driven by the timing belt, you really can't see them. If you open the hood, they're behind a cover somewhere, but you can't see them. And then the other kind that you can actually look at. Well, the timing belt type, driven by the timing belt, so you're going to do a timing belt at 110,000 miles. You got to take apart the front of the engine to get to that timing belt. Well, we're going to do the water pump, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because we know that that water pump is not going to last as long as the timing belt that we're putting on, because it's going to be another 110,000 miles before we're back there.
Yeah, likely. Like,
well, there's nothing ruins a car faster than overheating it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you overheat a car, you know, it's going to be an expensive repair, for sure.
Mm, could be.
You know, and then that may be one of those repairs where you call around and you're looking for price and you make, you know, because it's a lot of money, you want to save some money. It's what I call a big ticket item, but, you know, you don't have money to do it right the first time, or, you know, you don't want to do it a second time.
Right.
But cooling systems, and it's only appropriate because we're coming up to summertime.
Yep.
And more cars get ruined in this town than I would imagine in Payson for overheating.
You know it.
I mean, it's a regular deal.